And here we go with Reese Kapsner. His opponent for Mora, Conrad Blood. Reese won 13-0 in his first match of the night. He's got a 2-0 lead here, first period. Conrad Blood is a freshman, Reese an eighth grader. And they tumble off the mat. Mora defeated Becker 43-25. Pioneers 49-21. So pretty similar scores against the Bulldogs. And Reese, 3 seconds left in period one. And he'll take the 2-0 lead after one. Piers now on the bench to our left with the Mustangs, the home bench to the wall side of the gymnasium here. Reese riding, grabs at the ankle, and Blood is up and spinning, trying to switch on Reese. Reese deep in on the waist, though, trying to tilt, and referee Len says they're off the edge of the mat. Congratulations, Pioneer girls basketball team wins tonight. They defeat Long Prairie Gray Eagle 56-28. Pioneer girls win 56-28 to even their record at 1-1. 2-0 for Reese Kapsner. Reese working on the hip and the waist, bumping him forward. Now he drives forward even further, and they stop the action here. Referee explaining to Reese why he stopped it with a potentially dangerous hold there. 2-0, minute 25 to go. Kapsner still in control here. Bridging up, and now broken back down. Reese over Conrad Blood. Pretty good wrestling name, Conrad Blood. That or a James Bond villain. 1 minute to go. Kapsner with a first period takedown. Still where now Blood turns and switches, and he almost got caught. Reese drove forward and almost took him to his back, but good agility by Blood, able to roll through that. You don't see the heavier guys do that, but those 6-pounders and 13-20-pounders, they can do that. 40 seconds to go. 2-0 for Kapsner. Reese, there's a roll attempt by Blood. Nothing happening there. Is good job by Reese, just maintaining. 22 seconds left. Another roll. Reese really has that lower half locked up here with that leg. Now he brings that leg out. Now he throws it back in. He's got the left elbow and in around the waist. Chops at the right arm. 6 seconds left. Tried to stack him up, but Blood able to stay out of that, and the period ends. 2-0, Reese Kapsner. 106-pounders here. Reese won by a 13-0 decision in his match against Jacob Burning of Becker. Becker has exited the building. Becker will not be at the Foley Duels on Saturday. They were there last year. Here's a Granby coming for Kapsner. He's got it locked up. He's got the leg. He's got the arm. He's just got to horse him back over. It's coming. Reaching back for the head. Minute 40 to go. Now he kind of lost it a little bit. Had it for a little bit. Still has the leg. Now both hands around the extended leg, around the ankle of Conrad Blood. And we get a stalemate. 1:20 to go. 2-0 lead for Reese Kapsner. And Reese underneath. It's Blood now working on the right hip side. Reese tried a little roll. Balled up underneath his captor, bumped forward by Blood. Both these teams 1-0 now with wins over Becker. 53 seconds left to go here in the opening period. Now here's Reese. Oh, he was driving forward looking like he was thinking about that Granby again, but just ran out of real estate. Caution underneath on Reese Kapsner on the early start. 47 seconds left in a match that is going to go right down to the wire, it looks like. We're in the third period. Only 2 points scored. A first period takedown here for Reese Kapsner is the difference in this match. 35 seconds and counting. Reese with his left leg picked up now off the mat. Arms extended on the mat. Palms to the mat. Now Reese again. He's trying to reach back for that Granby. He's got the leg trying to tilt back. 18 seconds left. Kapsner with the 2-0 lead here. 8 seconds to go. And Blood isn't going to be able to turn him. And that's the way this one will end. Reese will open with a 2-0 win. And Piers takes a 3-0 lead. And Jake Andries comes out. Jake a 14-2 win in his first match.
At 113 from Mora, Joel Swatsky from Piers.
And it will be Joel Swatsky. Joel Swatsky is a sophomore. Jake Andre is an eighth grader. Swatsky on the attack early, lifts him up and takes him down for two. Immediately goes to work. Very aggressive start here by Swatsky, trying to cradle him. But there's Andries spinning, and Andries is going to reverse. Andries, in a wild scramble, came out on top, and it's 2-2. A lot of action here in the first 22 seconds. It's a 2-2. And what do we have? A caution on Jake here. Andries called for a caution. Piers winning the first match of this duel. Reese Kapsner 2-0 over Conrad Blood. Now here is an escape. Swatsky able to get away from Andries and go up 3-2. Jake Andries shoots in on a good double. Swatsky pushes him away and able to defend. Now the right leg is up. Andries still with that right leg up, trying to trip. He's got him up. Can he get him down? There he goes. Takedown. Andries picks up two. Jake Andries takes a 4-3 lead. 58 seconds remaining, and they're off the edge of the mat. So good aggressive shot there by Jake Andries. You like to see that. Young wrestler going right at him, and Swatsky came out of the chute with an aggressive attack. So these two guys not holding anything back here early. And there will be an escape for Swatsky, and we're tied at 4. 52 seconds left. Now they're locked up head-to-head out at about the 3 o'clock position on the face of a clock, unless you're digital. 4-4, 35 seconds left. Good match here. There's another good attack here by Andries, driving Swatsky back and off the edge. Like what I'm seeing from Jake Andries here. Cautiously pawing at each other, final 19 seconds. There's a shot by Swatsky. He hooks up the leg. He'll try and drive forward. Sprawling back is Andries. 11 seconds left. Andries has his arm around the waist of Swatsky. Swatsky with 6 seconds trying to get some control, but Andries defending. Good job. 2 seconds, 1 second, and Andries will fend off that attack, and we're going to the third, tied at four. 4-4 with Sawatsky at 113. Andries is down on the start. There's a quick cradle attempt here by Sawatsky. Trying to lock it up, driving forward. Andries scrambling towards the edge and off. That took 10 seconds off. So Reese Kapsner winning 2-0 to start this duel. To put the Pioneers up 3-0. Driving forward again is Sawatsky, trying to go to the cradle here. Hook the arm, hook the leg, pushing forward near side, but off the mat again. So far here in the third, it's Sawatsky that has been the more aggressive. Obviously, he's the rider, so he can push the action, but it's got to be Jake coming out from underneath. An escape puts him ahead. A lot of time left, though. Minute 40 now. Jake to his feet. Horsed back down, though, by Sawatsky. Sawatsky looked like he might be trying to Turk here. Jake almost kind of fell into that hold. Now Jake to his knees, trying to sit back into Sawatsky. 4-4 here with a minute 20. Jake now is going to switch. Jake will get two in the lead. 6-4. Jake got to his feet, turned into his opponent, and able to get control. And now he breaks Sawatsky down to the mat. 6-4 lead for Jake Andries over Joel Sawatsky. 1:02 to go in the third. An early season check of the gas tank for these two guys. They've gone at it hard at each other here. 52 seconds remaining. 6-4 lead for Jake Andries. Now he's driving him forward, controlling the left elbow. The leg's thrown in. 42 seconds left. Near the edge of the mat on the upper half of the circle. Referee just down and looking. Andries still with one knee in the mat, one knee outside the circle, and now they're both out. And that comes with 30.8 seconds left. Coach Youngblum up and talking and instructing Sawatsky. He's down on the restart. 6-4 lead for Andries over Sawatsky. Quick stand-up attempt by Sawatsky, and Andries keeps him broken down, though, right down to his knees again. 23 seconds left. Jake reaches. He's underneath. He's got Sawatsky. Maybe a cradle try here for Jake. How adventurous do you want to be up top with a 2-point lead in 10 seconds? Just stay active up there. 6 seconds, and Jake is going to ride this one out and pick up a nice come-from-behind win. Jake Andries is going to win this one 6-4. Good job, Jake. Oh, I'm sorry. Consider my chickens counted. Eggs still intact. There's an escape. We're underway third period. 6-5. 6-5. My apologies. Now they're on their feet. Sawatsky and Andries circling clockwise, kind of pushing at the forehead of each other. There's a little bit of a shot, not a wholehearted attempt there by Sawatsky. Jake tries to catch him in a front headlock. He's in around the waist now, trying to spin him back. Sawatsky goes, got the right leg of Andries, and they're off the edge. .129 to go. 6-5 lead for Jake Andries. Both on their feet. Clock moving with a minute 20 to go in this duel between Piers and Mora. Two teams looking to make some noise this season. Both out of Section 7. I believe Mora's in 7AA. Piers 7A. And they're pushed off the mat again. 1:02 to go. Restart in the middle. Oh, some gauze came out and... Something came out anyway. I don't think there's pigeons loose in the building. Something dropped on the mat. It's off of the Mora wrestler, Sawatsky. So they'll send him over to the wastebasket area. Get that cleaned up. 6-5 lead for Jake Andries here.
I don't think
Wrestling at 113. Reese Kapsner with a first period takedown here in the 106 match. He made that stand up for a 2-0 win to give Piers the lead. Pioneers are at Foley Saturday. 9 o'clock start, not 10 as originally scheduled. They've moved it up to 9. So keep that in mind if you're planning on traveling to Foley. You'll need to get there an hour earlier than maybe you normally would have. Or if you're going to listen here online on youaretheresports.com, we will be getting going a little bit before 9 with the first match scheduled for 9. Ready to go again. Blood time over. And we restart, and we clip under a minute now in the third period. 6-5 lead for Jake Andries. Piers leading them at the duel 3-0 here after one match. A Reese Kapsner 2-0 win. There's a shot by Andries. Andries in on a deep double. Drive forward, Jake. Pop that head and get two, and he does. Andries, good aggressive move. And Andries now up 8-5. 8-5 with 27 seconds left. An impressive debut for Jake Andries. Now finish. 20 seconds left. Wrestle the whole 6 minutes here, Jake. He's got his man, Sawatsky, broken down, arms extended on the mat, working on the left hip side, crawls forward, 7 seconds left. And the Pioneers, as a team, rise to their feet to give Jake Andries a nice round of applause. That's an 8-5 win for Jake Andries. And the Pioneers go up 6-0.
Have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Okay, welcome back to Mora, where senior Cole Brousen comes out for his turn at 120. May got poked in the eye right off the bat there. P.J. Rudiman, his opponent here for the Mora Mustangs. Rudiman, a senior at 120. Cole, a senior as well. Tough loss in his opener for Cole. He gave up a takedown in the final second and a half to lose 4-2. So he's looking for his first win here. Piers defeated Becker 49-21. Mora beat Becker 43-25, so Becker has left the building with two losses tonight. Underway, 125 to go here in the opening period, scoreless between Brousen and Rudiman. Cole, red t-shirt underneath the black singlet. Well, that's probably an Under Armour garment. Yes, it is. They spin off the mat with 1:07 to go. No score yet. Brousen and Rudiman. Again, Cole attacks. Driving forward, blocked with the front defense on his knees. Rudiman, now he pushes them away, and both wrestlers come back up. Brousen. Looking for an opening. Stepping towards his opponent. Shoots. Cole. Now they roll off. Cole looked like for a moment he might have an opening there on a single, but Rudiman, pretty good defender. And they're on their feet again, restarting. Brousen. There's a shot in by Cole. He's going to work that around. Come on. Oh, nope. Again, defended well by Rudiman. 14 seconds left. First period. Now Rudiman has the right arm in a hook. He's going to try and spin around. Now Cole's got to defend. Cole, he's working this. Cole whizzing with 2 seconds. And Cole, good job. Both wrestlers showing outstanding defense in that first period. Both guys had chances to score on offense, and both guys were able to defend as well. No score after one. Here's the roll through. Kroll in on the leg. And potentially dangerous, that stoppage. Comes 6 seconds into the period. No score between Brousen and Rudiman. Now we're ready to go. Cole's got the right ankle. Lifts it up. Wheelbarrow. Trying to roll him to his side, left side. Rudiman crawling forward. Rudiman bridging up. Tripod and now sits back into Cole. Rudiman didn't get the note that No Shave November's over. And Brousen now driving forward. Securing the waist and the legs. 1:28 to go. Rudiman now off the mat. Brousen still within the confines of the circle. Now Cole trying to bring him back into the field of play. Now Rudiman bridging up again. 1:07, and finally there's the whistle. Not a whole lot of action over on that far side of the mat here. .108 to go. Cole wants to attack from the right hip side. He switches over. There's a roll attempt by Rudiman, but Cole lifts the leg. He wants to go Turk here. Now he throws the leg in. He's got to reach under for that cross face. 57 seconds to go. Rudiman and Brousen are scoreless with 3 minutes and 15 seconds of wrestling gone by. Rudiman trying to sit back into Cole now. We might get a stalemate here. 32 seconds left. Now he's got his man, Rudiman, underneath him again, broken down. Cole's going to have two low-scoring, tough, close matches, it looks like. He lost his first, and there's Rudiman standing 10 seconds, but holding on to the leg is Brousen. 5 seconds left. And can he explode? He's going to get a count. Brousen's going to get a count right at the horn. He gets two near fall. It wasn't a Gramby because he didn't reverse him. He had the hold. He just kind of leaned back, his back across his chest just enough to turn the shoulders to the correct angle. And that allowed a two count right at the horn. And so Brousen will go into the third, leading 2-0. Now Cole trying to come out the back door on Rudiman. Cole bridging up. 1:43 to go in the third. Cole will get the reversal. There it is. 4-0 lead now for Cole Brousen, the senior. He's working on he might have some near fall points. Oh, he couldn't quite lock it up. Rudiman able to pull that left arm out. Still that power half here by Cole Brousen locked in. He's trying to run it around. Brousen still working on that left arm. Now he double underhooks from behind. 1:10 to go, third period. Brousen and Rudiman. Our third match. Pioneers lead it 6-0 over Mora. Rudiman tries to sit. Spinning around. Brousen going along for the ride. Now Rudiman will escape. 4-1. Rudiman gets on the board with a good escape. 51 seconds remaining in the third. Brousen. He lost a close heartbreaker in his opener. Looks at the clock. 44 seconds. Shoots in. Drives forward. Get the two. And he does. Cole Brousen. Good aggressive attack and near fall. He's going to lead 6-1 plus a couple of near fall. 8-1 Brousen. He's opened this one up in the third period. And he cuts him loose, 8-2. Brousen attacks. Cole in deep again. Rudiman, can Cole stay inbound? He does. With 14 seconds, he'll get two more to go up 10-2. Oh, he should be at about 13 seconds, I believe. 12, yep. They're going to put 3.5 seconds back on the board here. So Cole Brousen with a big third period to open this one up. It's a major right now. This is important for Rudiman to get an escape if you're Mora. 8 seconds left. This is going to be an extra bonus point if Brousen can hold on to this. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and Cole did it. Cole turns it into a major. 10-2 for Brousen. That's worth 14 points, and the Pioneers now take a 10-0 lead over Mora.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushville, Peers Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons all over, I would like to thank all the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers and fans that help make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers.
All right, it's Brandon Ortman out on the mat at 126 against Ethan Procker of Mora as the 10-2 major decision for Cole Brousen has given Pierce a 10-0 lead here over the homestanding Mustangs. Here is Ortman in on a shot blocked by Procker. Procker's a sophomore, Brandon a sophomore. Just underway here in the period. Brandon had a pin over Kevin Andres of Becker earlier tonight. 108 to go. Here's a shot in on a single, and Ortman will get two. Quick takedown here for Brandon Ortman. Brandon goes across face in. He was probably on the receiving end a few of those on those home carpets at home with older brother Chris. That was Chris's best move. 2-0. Tell you what, Brandon has filled out. He's got a little physique on him now. 42 seconds left. Driving forward again here on Procker, throws the legs in. 33 seconds left. Ortman off on his right side trying to pull Procker back over. 25 seconds left. And 14 seconds left. And it looks like the period is going to come to a conclusion with Brandon Ortman up 2-0. Final 2 seconds to go here. And there's the horn. So Ortman will be down here in the start of period two, leading 2-0. Brandon Ortman. And he gets stacked up. Ortman's got his man stacked up. Early on, he caught him. He pins him with a minute 50. How about that for Brandon Ortman? Big pin for the sophomore. Two pins tonight for Brandon Ortman, and the Pioneers jump out 16-0. And here's Luke Gertz now.
$132 for the Mustangs, Drew Van Vliet. Luke Gertz.
Drew Van Vliet. Next up for Mora, Luke Gertz. Out there for the Pioneers. And they're underway. In on the shot is Van Vliet, but blocked by Gertz. 142 to go. 16-0 Pioneers. Now they're near the edge and out. Luke Gertz is an eighth grader. Van Vliet a sophomore. Luke had a pin over Colton DeMant of Becker in his first match. And Van Vliet attacking the waist and hip of Gertz. Gertz crawling forward here. 1:15 to go here in the first period. 2-0 lead for Morris Van Vliet. Now he's got Gertz on his back over on the far edge. In some trouble over there with a minute to go. Van Vliet. Again, he gets torqued over. This is going to be pretty tight here for Van Vliet. But Gertz, good flexibility. Able to spin around, and he now gets turned again. Luke bridging up. Still trying to get off his back here with 30 seconds to go. Referee down and looking. Van Vliet gets the pin. So that makes it 16-6 in favor of Piers. After the 132-pound match, Andrew Tomala will check in. 138. Andrew had a pin earlier tonight.
138 for the Mustangs, John Smith.
And this will be John Smith. Andrew, a sophomore, Smith, an eighth grader. Seems like we've had a lot of eighth versus sophomore matchups here early on in this one. All right, Tomala and Smith. Smith goes after him. Tomala able to fight him off, and they scramble off the mat. 16-6, Piers now over Mora. Smith, a little bit taller than Andrew Tomala. And they're off in front of the Becker stat girls over there on the bench area. Tomala drives forward, down to one knee, pops back up. Readjust the headgear and get set to attack again. Shoots at the hip area, about hip high. Didn't get any firm grasp. Blocked by Smith. And then go off the mat. 1:19 to go. Opening period here at 138 pounds. Piers 16, Mora 6. Reese Kapsner winning 2-0. Jake Andries won 8-5. Cole Browson won 10-2. Brandon Ortman pinned. Luke Gertz got pinned. That's how we've arrived at 16-6 so far. Smith, double underhook. Tomala trying to wrench his right arm. Now Andrew shoots in on a good single fireman. And they're off the edge, though, in front of Coach Jensen over there. Andrew a little lower center of gravity, so he didn't have far to go to drop down and dive in at that right thigh of Smith. Again, that's the area that Andrew's reaching for, that right leg of Smith. Smith, the taller of two, able to step back away. Left. Smith pushing forward at Andrew Tomala. Tomala counters with a push of his own, and they are out of bounds once more. Left. 16-6, Piers. Now Smith tried to circle around. Andrew counters. Andrew reaching. Smith countering as well. Smith has really had the arms of Tomala locked up, so it's been a lot of underhooking by Smith and Tomala reaching. 16 seconds left. There's no points yet on the board in this one between Tomala and Smith at 138. Pawing at each other, separating. It looks like they'll be content to go to the second period in a scoreless duel. It is 0-0 after one, Tomala and Smith. Choice belongs to Smith of Mora and chooses down. Okay. Again, congratulations to the Pioneer girls basketball team. They defeat Long Prairie Gray Eagle 56-28 tonight for their first win. We'll have boys basketball tomorrow night down in Rockford and the wrestling in Foley on Saturday morning at 9. Here's Tamala now going to work from the riding position. Just underway, no score, second period between the 138-pounders Andrew Tamala of Piers, John Smith of Mora. Piers leading 16-6. Mora most recently got the pin at 132 to get on the board. That was Drew Van Vliet pinning Luke Gertz. Left hip is Tamala. Not a lot of action right now. Spending a lot of time on the mat. Andrew reaching for the ankle. Rolls, tries to stack him. Smith extends those arms. And they're off with a minute 15 to go. .115 left here. Second period. Good early season test between two teams that, well, certainly have a shot to head down to St. Paul at the end of February. Mora out of 7AA. Piers out of section 7A. Restart with a minute 5. Andrew chops at the left elbow of Smith. Right arm around his waist. Referee's conferring about something. It's not certainly a time issue. I'm not sure what Dennis Lenz, the assistant referee, saw right there, but he stepped in to say something to the head referee. 48 seconds left. Tamala and Smith are still scoreless here. 40 seconds to go. Piers leading the duel 16-6. Tamala and their stop it for potentially dangerous. So Smith will be down here. He's an eighth grader. Tamala, a sophomore. And a clean start. Smith tries to sit. Now turns and throws a headlock attempt. Gets to his feet and gets an escape. 1-0 Smith. So now Tamala is going to have to score from his feet here. Still over a period left, though. 16 seconds remaining in the second period. Andrew Tamala. 4 seconds, and they're going to be at the near edge of the mat, and the period ends. 1-0 for John Smith, leading Andrew Tamala. It's Tamala's choice. And Andrew's going to choose down, try and get that escape or reverse here. Down 1-0. Smith climbs aboard. Clean start. Tamala spins. Smith hooks the leg. Now Tamala from underneath. Rolling. Smith keeps the legs locked in, though. Got to get off to one side here. He's draped over both sides. There's a spin attempt by Tamala. Try to come out. See if Smith is a little high. Tamala might have a shot here. Tamala coming out the back door. Smith breaks him back down, slides back down, regains some control. A minute 23 to go. Third period. Andrew now on his right side, back to his belly. 1-0 lead for John Smith. Working the left arm bar. Now trying to roll. And does he have any near fall? He did. Did he get a count? Now Tamala with a switch. 2. Tamala with the switch. Now Smith trying to come out the back door. And what do we got? Out of bounds. 2-1 Tamala. Here comes the restart. Just 45 seconds left. Andrew chops at the arm. 37 seconds remaining. A reversal in the third period has Andrew Tamala on top. Here comes Smith to his feet, trying to free for the tying escape. Andrew grasping, holding on, driving forward. No control given up. 18 seconds left. Smith trying to counter. Popped ahead, Andrew. 12 seconds left. Takedown. And a reversal coming. It should be 4-3, I believe. 2 seconds. 1 second. What do we have here? We've got the horn. A reversal. What is this going to turn out to be? I think Tamala's going to win this 4-3. The referees are coming over to give their verdict. Scoreless through two, and then all heck broke loose. Right now, they've got Young, or Smith, in front 5-4. But I'm not sure that's going to stand. Now the referees walk away from the scorer's table to discuss. I think it's going to be Tamala winning 4-3. But we're going to have to wait and see. A lengthy discussion here on what happened, what reversal happened, and when did it happen. It was so loud you couldn't hear the horn sound. So there was action a good 6 to 7 seconds after the horn blew. This is going to be interesting. We're going to get a word here. Here comes the word. They're talking with the official scoring clock keeper, and that's one of the duties of the clock keeper in just that situation. They've got to keep an eye on the clock. They're dissecting how this is going to be scored. So they're going to ask the coaches to come over now. Right now on the board, it's 5-4 for Smith as a final, but just my eavesdropping says that reversal didn't officially happen, as it occurred after the horn was seen to have, or the time expired. You never did really hear the horn. The crowd is so into it and the noise factor. So this is a big swing here. It's either going to be 19-6 or 16-9. And we're going to get the official word right now. So I just heard no reversal there. That would be good for Andrew. So it goes as a 2-1 win for Andrew Tamala. So 2-1 for Tamala. I had it 4-3, but I guess I had it as well that a lot of that action happened after time had expired. So it goes in the books as a 2-1 Tamala win and a 19-6 Piers lead. And now Jalen Jansen comes out for the Pioneers. This is 1:45. And for Mora, I think this is Kevin Brockner. So Brockner, Jansen here. That's a 6-point swing there in the team scoring. And it took a good 2-3 minutes here to weed that one out. But I think, well, of course, I'm going to think that. But I think they got it right. So 19-6, Piers, Jansen against Brockner, a junior. Jalen's a ninth grader. Jalen got stuck by a very good Caleb Vekvid of Becker. And Jansen drives in, and Jansen's going to score first. He gets two. So Jansen striking first against Brockner. 2-0. Now he works the left arm, running it around, trying to turn it into a good power half. 40 seconds left, 2-0, Jalen Jansen. Brockner reaching for the right leg of Jansen. Not a whole lot of leverage on that grip, though, for Brockner. Piers 19, Mora 6. Now Jalen throws the leg in and is off to the left hip side. Pushing down on the head, Jalen Jansen. Brockner drives forward. Brockner turning the tables a little bit. Didn't let him pop his head out. And now they're both on their feet. No escape, though, as time ran out. Oh, they did give the escape. They did give the escape, so it's 2-1. Brockner scores at the end of the period. 2-1 for Jalen Jansen. Jalen riding here. Picks at the ankle, lifts him up, throws the leg in, breaks him down. 1:50 to go, second period. 19-6, Piers. Now hooking the leg is Kevin Brockner of Moore as he rolls back into Jalen, but Jalen fights that off. There's a spin attempt by Brockner. Brockner, and they're off the edge. 1:19 to go in the second period. The headgear for Jalen comes loose. Coming up next, Piers will have Colton Ishans against Isaac Kelling of Mora. And the restart is underway. 19-6 Piers, 2-1 Jansen. We're about halfway through this dual meet. Piers defeated Becker 49-21. Mora beat Becker 43-25. But Mora is probably stronger up top than we are, so we got to make some hay here. We got to build a lead. There's another sit-out attempt by Brockner. Jansen controlling, though, from the top. 47 seconds remaining. Second period. Trying for a tilt now is Jansen. Referee down, signaling still in a neutral position. Jalen Jansen. Now Jalen might be getting himself in some trouble. Referee over to look. And some near fall points. Jansen's going to pick up some near fall. And he pinned him. Jansen, I think, pinned himself. Jalen pinned himself. Yeah, Jalen was trying to tilt him, and he got a little off-center, off-balance, and actually pinned himself. There's a swing, and that makes it 19-15. All right, now it's Colton Ishans. He pinned himself.
152 for Mora, Isaac Kelling.
It's Isaac Kelling. Colton Ishans, Isaac Kelling set to square off now. Colton had a very nice win over a good wrestler from Becker, Cody Ferris, 8-5. So it's 19-12 following that pin for Becker, or for Moore, excuse me. And there's a takedown early on for Ishans. He'll cut him loose, and it's 2-1 now. Colton circling with Kelling. And there's a drive and a good takedown, and Eichens takes a 4-1 lead. He's going to cut him loose and go takedowns, it appears. 4-2 now. Here's a drive forward again by Eichens. And I mentioned it, Colton ranked number one in the first season rankings at 152 pounds. And there's a two-point takedown again. Eichens goes up 6-2. On their feet on the escape again now. Eight-three, another takedown for Colton. Pioneers lead it 19-12. And a takedown again. 10-4. Good, buddy. 19-12, final 20 seconds here of the match as Colton will give up the escape. 10-5. No control yet on that takedown here. 12-5 lead for Eichens. Final 4 seconds here of the first. And Eichens will lead it by that score, 12-5. Ooh, and looks like the Mora kid's got in some distress. I'm not sure if it's a rib cage. It's just may have got the wind knocked out of him. That's not a comfortable feeling. He's on his back there, and the trainer and coaches come out there for Mora. As Colton has a 12-5 lead. After one period. So injury time here for Isaac Kelling, sophomore. Colton, a junior. On deck would be Lane Gertz and Brandon Lucking. So tough luck there for Jalen Jansen. He had a tilt going and just got his center of balance off, and I think this is going to be an injury default. Yep, there it is, an injury default for Kelling. So that's 6 points for Piers, and it's 25-12. This is Lane Gertz. Up next at 160.
And 160 for Mora, Brandon Lucking.
This will be Brandon Lucking. Lucking and Gertz. So it's 25-12 following the injury default. And we're underway with the Gertz-Lucking match. 15 seconds in. Gertz earlier tonight had an 18-2 tech fall over Frankie Baker of Becker. Talking to the AD over here when I got here, Gary Goffin, said, it's been a while since I've been to Moore. I used to come over here pretty regularly for basketball. And Pioneers and Mustangs would meet regularly. A little head-slapping action going on. No points yet between Gertz and Lucking. Good scramble there. Lane in on a good double. Elevates him up. Couldn't quite get him back down to the mat to accomplish the takedown, though. Good job by Brandon Lucking. And Gertz, and now it's Lucking shooting in. 50 seconds to go. And they're off the mat with 43. Gertz shoots in on that double again, rolls right through. Got to come up behind, pop the head. Now rolls. Oh, Lucking. Lucking is going to get the two. Lucking wins that scramble. Gertz now down 2-0 with 23 seconds left. Brandon Lucking of Mora. Power half on the left arm. Now Lane to his feet. Rolls. And did he get enough on a near fall? Lucking almost had near fall at the end. Lane tried to roll and almost got caught there. But time ran out. And it's 2-0 for Lucking over Gertz. We're going to the second. Blood time for Lane. This is the 160. Not a gusher. They got it cleaned up pretty quickly here. They're going to defer here. Gertz is going to defer. Piers with the lead over Mora. Choosing down is Lucking here to start period two. He's got a 2-0 lead, so he'll try and score from beneath, either escape or reverse. Lane picks that left ankle, bends it forward, and immediately the whistle stops for dangerous. Lucking readjusts the headgear now. Gertz patiently waits. Now a signal to climb aboard. And we get a caution on Lane. Lane cautioned on the start. 1:55 to go in period two. There's the whistle on the start. Gertz trying to chop him forward. Lucking rolls. Gertz getting a little high. Lucking switching. Lucking will roll through. No control yet, but a near reversal for Lucking. Gertz has the right leg secured yet. 1:33 to go in the second, but Lucking, this might be a stale. Yep, there it is. Words weren't even out of the mouth when the whistle blew for a stalemate. Lucking explosive for the Mora Mustangs. He spent some money on his artwork on his back. 1:29 to go. Gertz, now there's Lucking trying to sit out. And again, there's that roll attempt by Lucking. And he will be broken down. Gertz rolling with Lucking switching. He's facing now Gertz. Gertz driving forward. Lucking has switched it around. Gertz tumbles him off the mat, and they go out of bounds with no points. This is a good one here, Lucking and Gertz. 1:08 left in the second. Brett Kapsner, Tyler Tober on deck. Here's Gertz driving him forward. Lucking, arms extended out, palms to the mat, 53 seconds left. Lane chops at the elbow, now pushes down on the back of the head. Sit out attempt again, coming by Lucking. He turns into Gertz, tries to catch him in a headlock. He'll switch for two and go up 4-0. And now he throws a crossface in on Lane Gertz. So with 33 seconds left, it's 4-0 now for Brandon Lucking of Mora. Now it's Lane sitting up, and he tries to turn. But Lucking breaks him back down. 22 seconds left in the second period. Gertz tries to roll. Lucking, he stacks him up. Gertz is in trouble. Lucking's got him stacked up with 14 seconds left. This would be a big pin here if Lucking can stick him. Gertz trying to squirm away. 6 seconds and he got pinned. 5 seconds left. Lucking pinned him. And it's 25-18, and here comes Mora. So Mora picks up a pin. Their third pin. Van Vliet, Brockner. And now Lucking. And the Pioneers are going to send out Brett Kapsner, I think. I think it's Mora's turn to present first here. I would expect a Tyler Tober-Brett Kapsner match. Tober's good wrestlers here for Mora. Brett Kapsner reports. Tyler Tober will come out for Mora. Tober and Kapsner. This should be a good one here. And we're underway. It's now a 25-18 match. Kapsner and Tober come together briefly. Now re-engage. Again, slapping at heads. Kapsner pushed him away. Brett, snap down attempt here by Kapsner. Tober near the edge and out. Restart with 1:29 to go in the first period. And who will take the first real shot here? Briefly engaging and separating again. 1:13 to go in the first period. We've had a lot of scoreless early action here in these matches between Piers and Mora kids. And with 1:08, they go off the mat once more. Piers 25, Mora 18. Bonus points factoring big time into this one. Tober kind of pulling Kapsner towards the edge, and Brett drives forward and almost got the takedown, but they're out. Not really that close to being points awarded. 50 seconds left to go here. Scoreless first period. This is the 170 match, so there are four matches after this. Right now, Kapsner pushing forward. Now both wrestlers drop down to a knee or to their knees. 30 seconds to go. Tober is outside the ring with his knees. Kapsner inside, and they're going to get a stalemate out of this. Tyler Tober, Jr. And now it's a throw attempt by Kapsner. And whistle. What happened there? And they're going to say no points. Throw attempt near the edge by Brett. But nothing doing. Tober now back in the middle along with Kapsner. 12 seconds left. And with 2 seconds, we're going to go into the second with no score. 0-0 between Kapsner and Tober. Tober will defer choice. Brett is going to go up top. So the whistle starts, and we're going to get a caution on Brett Kapsner here on the early start. Pierce's biggest lead was 13. They led 19-6 after a much-discussed Andrew Tamala 2-1 win. Now another caution on Brett. And they restart this one while assistant Hans Horning comes over to discuss something with assistant referee Dennis Lenz. Kapsner chops at the arm of Tober. Drives him forward, buries his head into the right armpit of Tober. Extends that arm. 1:42 to go, driving forward. Trying to find an opening here in Tober's defense. No score yet. 1:34 to go, and they're off the edge of the mat. And the strength of the Mora lineup still to come. I would say right now the outcome would lean towards Mora in this, even though Pierce has the lead right now. Here's Kapsner trying to attack again from the riding position. 1:22 to go. Tober crawling forward. Kapsner working on the right arm, the left wrist of Tober underneath him. 1:10 to go, second period. Still looking for some points here in this one. There's been action, but not a lot of points. I guess the nearest points came when a near throw at the edge of the mat by Kapsner was ruled not to have counted. Teddy Daler's up next. The lanky junior will go at 182 for the Pioneers. And we restart as we clip under 1 minute to go in period two for Kapsner and Tober. Roll your wrist. 45 seconds, just on his knees and hands is Tober, and right hip for Kapsner buries again that head into the armpit, trying to bar that arm back. Keeping that left wrist of Tober underneath his belly. 30 seconds to go. Near the edge at the top of the circle once more. Tober tries to sit and turn into, but Kapsner keeps him there and they're off, and Tober gives him a pat on the back. These two going at each other hard. 23.6 seconds remaining. Second period, no score between Brett Kapsner and Tyler Tober. Brett's been warned twice for early starts here. Clock moving, 18 seconds left. And breaking him down, driving him forward. Extending the right arm is Tober. 10 seconds to go. Tober and Kapsner trying to pull that arm through. 1 second, and the horn will sound, and we're scoreless after two. Two scoreless periods, four scoreless minutes of wrestling here. Kapsner's going to be down here to begin the third. Get an escape. Maybe a reverse. Here we go. The third period underway, and it's Tober riding now. He spent most of the second period down on the mat being ridden by Kapsner, and he's going to try and return the favor now. We've not had an overtime match tonight. We came close. What match was that we almost went to overtime on? Oh, Cole Brousen. Cole Brousen's first match tonight ended in a 4-2 takedown with a second and a half left. Otherwise, we would have gone overtime at 2-2. But minute 23, and again, that same old, still just riding him out. Here is Tober. Tober near the right side, or about the 3 o'clock side of the mat. Tried to throw a cross face in, and they're ruled out. 106 to go. Now here's Kapsner trying to stand. Nope, broken back down. 1 minute. 1 minute remaining. We're at 170 pounds. Kapsner. A little bit of a crossface again by Tober. Another attempt. 43 seconds left. There are no points yet in this match between Tober and Kapsner. Again, that crossface by Tober. Now Brett to his feet. Turns and faces. Now he's draped over the back, but Tober still has the leg, so he won't get the escape yet. 20 seconds. Brett reaching back for that wrist of Tober, trying to free that leg, and a stalemate with 14 seconds left. 14.7 to be exact. Can Brett get an escape here? And the referee is making sure they're set. Here we go. And the start. Bumping him forward. Hooks the ankle. 10 seconds to go, or we'll see overtime. Brett to his feet. Turns into him, but Tober still with that leg controlled, and we're going to have overtime. Overtime scoreless between Capster and Tober. All right. So no score after 6 minutes, and both on their feet. 1 minute of overtime, and we're underway. Who will score here and win this one? First one to score here in this one-minute period wins. If we don't get any points here, we'll have at least two more sessions of 30 seconds apiece. Kapsner pushes him off the mat, and they come back with 48 seconds left. Tober and Kapsner. Kapsner stepping forward again. Tried to shuck him by. Tober feints his shot in. Brett tries to drive into him. Tober trying for a front headlock. Trying to spin on Brett. Kapsner defends and they're off with 29.8 seconds left. 29.8 seconds in overtime. The restart. Kapsner locks him up. Kapsner pushing forward. Tober stepping into Kapsner. 20 seconds to go. They push each other away. 15 to go in overtime. Tober. Now he's pushing forward at Kapsner. Kapsner engages him. 8 seconds left. There's a shot attempt by Tober. Blocked by Kapsner. 3 seconds left. Tober elevating. 2-1. And we will have double overtime. Now each wrestler gets 30 seconds. So we're going to have at least a triple overtime match here. 30 seconds of overtime now. 0-0. Tober. Referees are discussing, reminding themselves how this happens now. They put 30 seconds on the clock. Each wrestler now will get a chance to be in the down referee's position. They flip the coin. Tober wins it. He defers, and Kapsner chooses down first. So Kapsner will be down to start a 30-second overtime. It no longer is sudden death right now. There's the whistle. We're underway. Brett turns. Almost got an escape, and they blew the whistle. I'm not sure why there. Boy, Brett explosively off the start, and a caution on Tober. A caution on the Mora wrestler. So no time came off. The team score is 25-18 Piers. There are no points, and we're in the second overtime. Here's another switch attempt coming. Kapsner, now he reverses, tries to switch. Switching again. Brett faces him. Pushing away, Tober with 18 seconds still, though, with his arms around the leg of Kapsner. Kapsner underhooking, trying to throw him. 9 seconds left. Kapsner, there's the escape with 4 seconds. So Kapsner will get an escape point in his 30 seconds. So now Brett has to ride for 30 seconds. Now it's Tober's chance to score from underneath. Kapsner needs to ride for 30 seconds. 1-0 Kapsner as we go to the third overtime. And we're underway. Tober tries to switch. Brett breaks him down. 23 seconds. Now bridging up is Tyler Tober. Tober trying to switch. Kapsner keeping control. 15 seconds to go. Breaking him down again. He's got the right wing in. 10 seconds left. Tober trying hard to get away, but Kapsner working him down to the mat. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, one, and Brett Kapsner wins a triple overtime match. 1-0, triple overtime for Brett Kapsner in our best match of the night. What a dandy between Kapsner and Tober. And that makes it 28-18. And now it's Matt Kummet coming up.
Kummet.
Matt Kummet.
182 for the Mustangs. Nick Helling.
It'll be Nick Helling against Matt Kummet.
From Pierce, Matt Kummet.
So Nick Helling and Matt Kummet now with Pierce up 28-18. What a dandy of a match. And quickly in on the ankle is Matt. Lifts it up, trips him down, gets the two. So Kummet going to work now. Boy, was the crowd buzzing there with that match. That was fun to watch. I mean, there was a lot happening for a 0-0 score. If you think 0-0 is boring, not in that instance. Maybe in soccer. So a 2-0 start here for Matt over Helling, Nick Helling. I'm assuming this is a brother of Isaac, who we saw injury default against Colton Ishans. Pierce up 28-18 now. This is the 182 match. Now Kummet driving him off the mat. 48 seconds left. First period takedown here from Matt. A triple overtime win for Brett Kapsner, escaping in the third overtime for the win, the only point of the match, and then he rode out. Actually, it was the second overtime that he escaped, and then he rode out the third. Now, again, it's Helling being ushered off the mat by Kummet. Kelling's got a good probably 6 inches in height on Matt. 22 seconds left. And with 13 seconds remaining, Helling, as Kummet throws a cross face in briefly, now goes back, grasping for the wrist. 3 seconds left, and the period ends with Kummet up 2-0. ...28-18, Pioneers with the lead over Mora. We're going to see Teddy Daler going against Jordan Tober up next. Their two-time state entrant. Underway, second period here for Matt. Matt's just a sophomore. 1:45 to go. Nick Helling is a junior for the Mustangs. Kummet has him off to the far upper corner of the mat, and the referee indicates that they are out of bounds, so they'll come back to the middle. Riding is Matt, goes right at the ankle. And Helling maneuvers his way towards the edge in front of the Pioneer bench. Matt's got the left wrist, pulling it back. Helling trying to secure it himself, pull it back under his belly. 1:18 to go, and they're out of bounds once more. Pierce 28, Mora 18. This is 182. Three matches left after tonight. Or after this match. Not sure how they'll go with Gall and Wincher at 220 in heavyweight. Kummet again, working with 1:05 to go. He's up 2-0. Got that right arm winged back behind Helling. Helling belly down to the mat right in the center. 48 seconds remaining. Now Helling getting up to his knees. Now Matt almost rolled him from that position, but Helling went back to his base there. 38 seconds left here. Period 2, 2-0 lead for Matt Kummet of Pierce. Now Kelling being driven forward again by Matt. Matt's left arm around the waist of Kelling. Pulls the left wing back now. He'll try and turn this. He might get this one into position here. He's got him. He had some near fall, I believe. And now here comes Kelling switching for two. And now Comet switches right back for two. So a pair of reversals at the horn. And at the end of two periods, two near fall. So it should be, 6-2. Comet got the two near fall and a reverse, and Kelling got a reverse. So 6-2. Here comes Comet now switching off the start, and he's up 8-2. And that came just 4 seconds into the third period. Go to work, Matt. 8-2 lead here over Nick Kelling of Mora. He's going to cut him loose here on advice from counsel. The counsel being head coach Mark Jensen, directly in his line of vision. So to his feet, it's now 8-3. And I think the strategy here that Coach Jensen is thinking, let's see if we can squeak out a bonus point here, go takedowns with him, and pick up as many team points as we can. There's a takedown for Comet. He's now up 10-3, and they're going to cut him loose. That's exactly what they're going to do here. Minute 7 to go, third period. And there's the cut him loose, so it's 10-4. And now a takedown would put it into major decision category here. It's a six-point margin. If you get it to 8, it's an extra team point. And there's the takedown. Not yet. There it is. With 49 seconds left, it's now 12-4 for Matt Comet over Nick Kelling. This would be a big point here for the Pioneers. If Comet can hold on to this major decision, it would go right there with Cole Browsen's tendon. Or he could stick him. He's got him turned. Can he get some bonus points? No, Kelling did a good job rolling. He did get three near fall, though, so now it's 15-4. So that takes a little bit of pressure off Matt. He's now got an 11-point lead. And now he's got the half in. 10 seconds left. And this is going to be a major win for Matt Comet, as he will decision Nick Kelling. And the final is 15-4. That's worth a team bonus point. And it puts Piers ahead 32-18.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177, or in the Foley area, contact them at 968-6217.
All right, Teddy Daler on the mat, and he's got a tough task. He's facing two-time state entrant for Mora, Jordan Tober. Piers 32, Mora 18. And Daler has his right leg up and tripped down. He is behind in the match here early. It's 5-0 for Tober. Piers with a 14-point lead. So Daler's job, of course you'd want him to win, but that's a lot to ask. But now you're just trying to, if you're going to lose, only give up three here. Restart coming, a caution on Tober.
Nice.
There's a roll attempt by Tober, and he's got Daler in some trouble trying to tighten this up. 52 seconds left.
Nice,
As Daler able to twist and bend and torque his upper torso, but now he gets turned again, and Tober might sit down on this one. 38 seconds left. Trying to sit down on the chest of Daler here. 28 seconds left. Daler. He's going to be trailing 8-0 here if he can ride out this period. Tober trying to sink down here. 7 seconds left. Daler, all kinds of effort to try and get into the second period here, and he will. 8-0 Tober. Tober defers to Daler here. And Teddy wants to ride here. Tober goes right to work on Daler. Daler will, though, scramble away, pick up a point. No, Tober got away. I'm sorry. Teddy was riding, so it's a 9-0 lead now for Tober. Tober goes after this single and trips him down for two at the edge of the mat, and then they're off. 11-0 lead for Jordan Tober. Will we see Austin Gall or Bo Wincher next? Let's see who Coach Jensen decides to send out at 220. It was Austin Gall at 220. Bo wrestled heavyweight against Becker. Both got pinned. 1.5 minutes to go. We're in the second period. Daler trailing Tober 11-0. Pierce 32, Mora 18. There's a roll, and Teddy stacked up. Teddy in some trouble. He's spladled. He's not going to get out of this. He is not going to get out of this, I don't think. Tober's got him. Two ways to Sunday, or whatever that phrase is. And as I say, he's not going to get out of this. He rolled through it. 3 near fall, though. It's 14-0, and now Daler rolls and scrambles near the edge. Tober will take him out. 14-0. Tober will be riding here. 42.8 seconds. And underway. Tober might be looking to pick up a tech fall here, but he'd like to pin Daler here and get that point back. Every team point vital. Difference between a 5 and a 6 point individual win right now, between a tech fall and a fall. 17 seconds left. 14-0 lead for Jordan Tober of Mora. 9 seconds. And it looks like we'll go to a third as Daler from underneath balled up. And 1 second, and we will have a third period. Tober 14, Daler 0, heading to the third period. Tober wants to go on his feet. So it's Daler driving in. Got hooked by Tober. Tober will reach back. 1:50 to go. Now Teddy to his feet. He grabs in on the leg of Tober, and they're going to go off the mat. 1:43 left in the third. Jordan Tober. He won a match at state 2 years ago, lost his first, and didn't get a wrestle back last year for Mora. Daler drives in, and Tober steps off. We're down to 1:34 to go in the third. Coach Jensen over talking to Austin Gall. Looks like Austin's going to get the nod at 220. 1:28 to go, third period. Tober up 14-0. Teddy dives in at the ankle, and as he does, they're ruled out of bounds. Wrestling tonight from Mora. Boys basketball tomorrow night from Rockford. Wrestling again Saturday morning in Foley here on YouAreThereSports.com. 1:13 left. Third period for Tober and Taylor. Now Taylor lifts the leg of Tober, and Tober hops out. And they restart. We're under a minute now. Tober is ranked sixth at 195 in AA. He's in on the waist, gets the two, and that'll be the Tech fall right there, 16-0. That ends it. So that's 15 points for Mora. It makes the score Piers 32, Mora 23, and Austin Gall is up next.
This holiday season at Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. Give the gifts that everyone is looking for this year. Your kids want a tablet? No problem. We have tons of options, including Kindle, iPads, Samsung, and more. We have Fitbits for the fitness fan on your list. For the music lover, we have Beats headphones, earbuds, wireless Bluetooth speakers, and so much more. I'm guessing you are catching my drift that Radio Shack has what you need for your Christmas list. Radio Shack, your gift-giving headquarters on the east side of Little Falls.
All right, it's Piers 32, Mora 23, Austin Gall. Who is this for Mora?
Josh Bonin.
Josh Bonin, okay, there he is. I see, a junior. Bonin and Gall here, two matches to go. Piers 32, Mora 23. Gall got pinned against Becker. Bonin drives him off the mat. So Piers leads by nine with two matches. Piers' biggest lead was 19-6, but Mora, strong through the middle and upper weights, has come back. We expected this to be a dandy, and it has turned out to be. Highlights so far, Lane Gertz's triple overtime 1-0 win. One minute to go in a scoreless first. Near the edge, Austin's got the leg, but no elevation on it as Bonin draped over his back. 45 seconds. Could be a stalemate here. No, now Bonin trying to swing around. Austin still with the left leg secured. 35 seconds. Austin not giving up on the leg, and there's the stalemate. Austin a senior, Bonin is a junior for Mora. Bonin tries a shot. Gall tried to block, he did successfully. Gall and Bonin on their feet near the middle. 5 seconds left here, first period, and we're going to have another scoreless first between two wrestlers. No score. Horn sounds between Gall and Bonin. Bonin will be down here to begin period two. Goes without saying, if Gall gets a win here, it sews it up. They're up by nine. Gall goes to work on a half. Bonin gets to his feet. Gall drives him forward. In on a double now and out of bounds. Good job by Austin maintaining contact with Bonin. Never did let any space develop between the two and allow Bonin to get an escape there. 1:45 to go in the second period. Underneath is Josh Bonin of Mora. on his knees, trying to stand up now as Gall works on that left wrist, or left elbow, chopping at it. Now breaks him down, belly to the mat. A minute 22 to go, second period. No points between Gall and Bonin. Bonin again to one knee, broken down again. Power half now by Gall. Bonin to his feet. Gall snaps him back down. Now Bonin coming around. Gall, kind of an awkward situation here. Bonin up to his feet. He throws a headlock on Gall. Now Bonin coming around. He's got a headlock on Austin. Reversal for two. He's tipping Austin. 57 seconds. He's got Gall on his back. He's in trouble. Bonin with a headlock on Austin Gall and a pin with 49 seconds. And it's 32-29. We're going down to the heavyweights. Bo Wincher for the Pioneers. Due up, Brady Meyer. I think they're not going to send Bo out, though. I think they're going to forfeit here at heavyweight. That is going to be the case. So that ends it. Mora will come back and win. The final score, 35-32. Mora defeats Piers in a dandy of a duel here tonight. We'll take a break. We'll start the post game when we come back. Mora sweeps the try at home over Becker and Piers.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good
Surprise
luck,
your special
Pioneer.
Someone this year with a new tablet from Verizon and Little Falls Radio Shack. Hi, this is Sarah. Did you know you can add a Verizon tablet to your More Everything plan for just $10 per month? Enjoy the freedom of traveling on Verizon's nationwide network and not being tied to just Wi-Fi. It's perfect for use on the go. And right now, get the Verizon Ellipsis 7-inch tablet for free after $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Tis the season at Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
New 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushville, Piers Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons all over, I would like to thank all the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers and fans that helped make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking to buy or sell your home in the near future? If so, give me a call, Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Let me help you and guide you through the process. Remember, Dave Fisher, 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7.
Okay, we're back at Moran. We're done for the night as Piers will earn a split here against Mora and Becker with a win over Becker by a 49-21 decision. And then Mora rallies for a 35-32 decision over the Pioneers tonight. As Coach Mark Jensen makes his way over, we'll have a very brief visit. It's a long bus ride back to the Pioneer Land for the team, and it's already 10:35, so we'll just a quick word here, Coach, and your overall impressions. Guys came out very nicely against Becker, had some great individual matchups against Moore. Just, I think, a pretty positive start to this year.
You know, it really is. You know, we had some hiccups with some young kids, and, you know, I think it...
Learning coaching experience. I mean, that's coachable moments.
Exactly. So, you know, I think we're on our way.
Yeah.
So if we can work with these younger kids and get them to come around, and we've got some good sophomores, and some, you know,
I liked what I saw out of our first two kids. We talked about Reese and Jake coming in, and I thought they both performed very well in their debuts.
They did a very good job, very good.
Yep.
So you know, I was very happy with the evening, and although we didn't come out with that win, you know, we could have. So
and it wasn't that Bo couldn't go. That shoulder, he's facing a pretty stud there. You don't want to risk that, do you?
No, that's exactly why we held him out.
Yep, exactly. That's kind of what I figured, yep.
You know, he hasn't had enough experience on the mat to compete at that level, and until he gets to that point, we won't put him out in that situation.
It was likely going to be a six-point decision anyway, you know.
And a possible injury.
And an injury, right. So, quickly then, Saturday morning, it's a 9 o'clock start at Foley, correct?
Yes, it is. They moved that up, and I think we're going to wrestle the first four rounds.
Okay.
So.
I think we're back. Thank you.
There we go.
Yeah, lost power. But we're back. All right. Well, Coach, so that's 9 o'clock Saturday.
And about every hour and a half after that.
Yep, okay. Thanks very much, Coach, and congratulations. I think we're off to a good start here. It's going to be a fun year.
Yep, it will be.
All right, Mark Jensen, head coach of the Pioneers, as they split here in Mora this evening, beating Becker 49-21. And Mora prevails in the second one, 35-32 in a Danny. Let's quickly run down the matchups here in this Mora match. It was Reese Kapsner winning 2-0. Jake Andries then won 8-5. And Cole Brousen picked up a major 10-2. Piers was up 10-0. And then Brandon Ortman a pin to make it 16-0. Drew Van Vliet then pinned Luke Gertz to make it 16-6. Andrew Tamala won a 2-1 tight decision to go up 19-6 for the Pioneers. Kevin Brockner then pinned Jalen Jansen, making it 19-12. Colton Eichens won by injury default over Isaac Kelling at 152. That gave the Pioneers a 25-12 lead. And then it was Brandon Lucking pinning Lane Gertz, 25-18. Brett Kapsner, maybe the match of the night, triple overtime, 1-0 win over Tyler Tober. Piers up 28-18. Matt Kummet, a 15-4 major over Nick Kelling, made it 32-18. But that was the last Pioneer win. Jordan Tober earned a tech fall for Mora over Teddy Daler to make it 32-23. Josh Bonin then pinned Austin Gall to make it 32-29. And then rather than risk injury against a high-quality wrestler like Brady Beyer, Bo Wincher was held out and ruled a forfeit. And that's 16 points. Man, the difference turns out to be 35-32 in favor of Mora. Good luck to both teams. And we'll see the Pioneers again. And that'll be Saturday morning when they get started in Foley. It's 9 o'clock. Piers at the Foley Duels. In between tomorrow night, we take the trip to Rockford as the Pioneer boys open up Central Minnesota Conference play, facing the Rockford Rockets, 7:30 game time, pregame about 7:15, right here on youaretheresports.com. Again, Piers over Becker, 49-21. Mora over Piers, 35-23. And it was Mora over Becker, 43-25. We'll see you tomorrow night in Rockford for boys basketball on youaretheresports.com. Thanks for listening.